welcome to the Mix Talk. This is Misha, Tara by Misha. I want to give out our telephone numbers this evening for call-ins. The phone number is 888-345-3025. Outside the U.S. and Canada, the number is 740-994-0101. I'll be taking your calls this evening if you have any questions or would like a reading tonight. I can also be found on my website, www.tarotbymisha.com. I can be found on Keenan Life Person as well. My personal email address is tarotbymisha@aol.com. I am the Executive Director of the Tarot Certification Board of America and a certified tarot master with them as well. Any information that you would like about certification, you can call in with the questions this evening. You can also go to their website at www.tarotcertification.org. You can go on and sign up for the monthly newsletter and get all the certification information that you might need regarding the seven levels. The newsletter gives updates for what is going on with us, and we are going to be starting a new section starting this month. Monday it should be going out. It goes out the first Monday of every month, and we will have, besides the articles that are written by those of people getting certified with us, we're going to be doing new released or soon to be released reviews that I will be writing up for tarot decks and books. The one that will be appearing this month, actually, that I do want to promote and discuss, it is a fabulous deck. Whether you read tarot or are a collector, or even if you're a collector of art, it is long overdue. It's a 100th anniversary. It is Pamela Coleman Smith commemorative set. It is a very, very wonderful set. You have well packaged in a box that double-sided and opens up, and there are the pictorial key to the tarot, along with a book of her artwork that is non-tarot related. There are postcards of some of her artwork, a spread booklet for a spread, and there is also a photo of Pamela Coleman Smith in it. And it is a great commemorative set, and everyone will enjoy having it and wanting it for their collection. I have Susan with me tonight, Susan Axacueva. Susan, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, thanks.
Thank you for joining me tonight and coming on.
I'm so pleased to do so.
Thank you.
I was listening to you describe some of those tarot cards. I think I missed the first part. Which deck is these?
This is the one that is coming out. I forgot to say the release date. It is coming out May the 15th. It is Pamela Coleman Smith commemorative set for the 100-year centennial edition.
Oh, how lovely. Of the Rider-Waite tarot deck.
Yes, and she never got credit for it. They did the commemorative set because it's the 100-year mark. for it.
Yeah, I had read a little bit about that. Did I read correctly that it actually wasn't published until after her death? The deck?
The deck, yeah. This deck is getting it's not released yet. It's getting released the 15th.
No, the original.
The original one, yeah, she never got credit for any of it either. They gave it to the others and just basically, I guess, if you want to say, I guess, stole her work.
Well, she's smiling from the other side now.
Yes, yes. And so are the tarot fanatics.
Yeah, I don't read tarot myself. I have recently picked up a deck called the Gendron deck, tarot deck.
I love that deck.
It's a beautiful deck. And, you know, I guess, I shouldn't be saying this to the director of the TCBA, but I don't read them in the I think, in the traditional sense. I have pulled them out on a couple of occasions and just tossed out a few cards and, you know, given my impressions, but that's really about it. But I really like these cards. So many of the tarot cards that I've seen, they're true art.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised to hear that they're collectible, that they're collector's items, some of them.
Yeah, they are. Some people just buy them to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have the deck that you're talking about as well and wrote a review on it, which is on my website. Another one, it's an Oracle set. John Holland, he was on my show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did an Oracle deck, the Psychic Tarot Oracle deck. He did a fabulous job.
Now, what's the difference between a tarot deck and an Oracle deck?
The tarot decks have 78 cards in them. And Oracle decks, for the most part, don't. They generally have about 58 cards. And they're used for reflection and meditation. People really don't have to know anything about tarot to use them. A lot of them, basically, I have an angel deck. The Daily Guidance from Your Angels from Doreen Virtue. And it actually has under the photo on the card a little paragraph stating what that's for and a write-up on it along with what's in the book. We have a caller on the line. We have Leanne from Iowa on the phone. Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I got a few questions.
Okay.
Regarding love life, which hasn't really started, but there's something there between me and another gentleman.
Leanne, we have two men around you. We have the lighter, one of them is quite dark. One of them has hair is quite dark. She shows me spectacles. Does one of them wear glasses? The lighter brown-haired man?
Say that again?
The lighter brown-haired man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he wear glasses?
No.
Okay, so the glasses are attributed to the taller, darker, dark-haired man. The lighter brown-haired man is not quite as tall. I would put him at probably 5'10", 5'11". Give or take.
Okay.
Is that him? Hello?
He actually dyes his hair. It's salt and pepper, actually, but he dyes it, and I hate it. So.
And his name, please?
His name is Larion, Larion.
What an interesting name.
Yes.
What questions do we have about Alarian? I get a sense that he's uneasy about his place. I don't want to say his place in life. he's uneasy about a few things, and I'm not necessarily sure that has anything to do with you. It seems so much is up in the air for him. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what questions do we have about Alarion?
Well, we have seen each other from afar, and
mm-hmm.
we know we want to connect, but we never get the chance or have the opportunity to actually sit down and talk alone. There's always people,
mm-hmm.
and there's that situation. So, and
mm-hmm.
the question I have, I guess, will it ever connect? And is there something there? Does he feel something as well, you know, as well as I do?
I believe there is an attraction here. I can see the opening and closing of opportunities. I mean, they're all over the place. Isn't that silly that we it's almost like you said it earlier about it never being the right time. When I see openings and closings of opportunities around a person, it really isn't the right time when you meet up. They tell me that, yes, there will be an opportunity, but the difficulty arises in that there's so much up in the air for him right now. I have to ask you this question. Is he in the middle of a divorce or a separation?
Yeah.
Because it's almost as if
the
partnership symbol watches him. Do you
know
what that's about?
That's possible. He's had some very bad relationships, and this last one really did a number on him. So, I know a bunch of things about it,
So he's rather feeling targeted by relationships, you might say.
Yeah.
And that's why things are all up in the air. They tell me that the opportunity does come. I can tell you that explains why I feel a sense of everything is so much up in the air for him. Probably because he hasn't made any decisions or resolved some of these things about his relationships. There is something there. There is a bit of a past life connection there. There is an attraction there from him towards you. But there, of course, there's that reticence. Now, I'm going to say this. Again, the opportunities open and closing all around you. Every time you meet, it's like open and close and open and close, and those windows are very quick. So don't be surprised if this turns around on you very quickly, that all of a sudden, great, you get the opportunity to talk privately, and it's wonderful. I am also going to say, with everything up in the air, I'm not saying that's the way he likes it, but if everything is up in the air, he doesn't have to make any decisions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of floating along and going with the flow right now.
Yeah, that's all I was getting. He's sitting back and just letting whatever goes on around him go on.
Right. And there's
with relationships or with you or any specific person, with everything.
And family and everything. Right, exactly. He's
work.
And I don't want to say he's resting,
okay.
He's observing. So
does he not realize that I'm different than the other women he's had in his life? I mean,
he doesn't realize it.
Okay.
No, and
you know
what? There's very little you can do to influence that opinion. He has to resolve this within himself. You're a wonderful lady, but if you were Carmen Diaz, he'd be feeling the same way.
Okay.
It has nothing, and that's why I said very early on, Spirit told me very early on, this has nothing to do with her, where he is right now.
Yeah.
Now, the best course of action that I can see into a successful passage is friendship, is consistency. And I'm not talking falling down at his feet. He has enough women at his feet right now. Do you understand what I mean? It's about standing on your own 2 feet, being stable, being you, and allowing that natural attraction to take place.
Okay.
You know, it stay upright. And entertain other opportunities, because we have the very dark-haired man next to you, too. Okay?
And he has glasses.
The dark-haired man has glasses. I would say he's 6 foot, perhaps 6 foot one. He is a bit of a broader build. I wouldn't put him at slender. I wouldn't put him at stocky. He is just more broadly built. He comes to me wearing a rather natty suit. So I think we're talking about a man who likes to dress well. I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, he's all about the outer appearance. That's not him. I think he just likes to dress well. There is also the legal symbol over his head. Do you have anything to do with the law? Or do you have a legal situation going on around you now?
Legal? No.
Nothing legal?
No.
What is it you do for a living?
I manage a store.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what this legal situation has, but it may be a situation where he himself is in some kind of law. And that doesn't mean like lawyer. This could be having something to do with the law. This is it could be a detective, it could be a retired police officer. But he does, actually, I take that back. He has a legal situation in play, she says. She says that he actually is in the process of taking off his ring, so he's separated. And if you have not met him yet, he will be probably over the summer. She puts him right on your scene now, so as I said, if you haven't met him yet, you will soon.
You sure?
Okay.
This isn't the same man, is it?
No, this is a different man.
It's not the same man, is it?
No, it's not the same man.
Okay.
Different man.
Just checking.
The situations are similar, I guess. But no, it's not the same man.
Okay.
They're definitely two different
men.
Which
one do you see me with?
Actually, the one I just described seems much more focused than the lighter-haired man. You say he dyes his hair and you hate it, right? The salt and pepper-haired man? Yeah. The darker-haired man seems much more focused and much more at ease. So as far as me seeing who I'd like to see you with, I'd rather see you with the latter man than the former man. But I'm not your mother. You have to make your own choices.
And I'm getting July with it, where you're going to meet up or, you know, pair up, go out, whatever.
Okay.
Which Susan said, you know, the summer.
Wonderful. Okay, you guys are great. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in and listening. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. I will. Thanks.
Good. Bye. Have a good night.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
People don't often expect alternatives.
No, they don't. I think you kind of flew her for a loop there.
But, you know, I got to go with what spirit shows me.
Exactly.
I hope she's not disappointed.
No, I think she was shocked and then got ruffled and confused a bit.
It can be confusing because, you know, we're so focused on one thing.
Right.
One outcome, one hope, one dream, that when we're presented with, well, you know, you might have a choice here.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of go, what do you mean I have a choice? But.
Yeah, right.
You know,
what?
I I get more arguments from clients because of that. But to be truthful with you, I'm all about free will. And if the avenues are there, universe is going to send you choices.
Yes. Yes. And hit you over the head sometimes with what should be
that
up.
That universal 2x4.
Huh?
That universal 2x4.
Yes. Or they send earth angels to us. I had two of them sent to me this week, actually.
Oh,
one
I'm
of them
so
was
happy.
Today, a little while ago, a few hours ago.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
So,
isn't
everybody...
It's lovely when things like that happen.
Yes, it is. And you don't even realize it. You think, you know, oh, you're in a dilemma, or, you know, where am I going?
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom.
Mm. I think
that's what happened tonight.
I'm sorry?
That's what happened tonight, about 4 hours ago from me.
I think my most favorite Earth Angel story that happened to me personally was many moons ago. I was in college, for heaven's sakes. And I got terribly, terribly lost my first time driving back to college with my new car. Well, it was a used car, but I finally got a car. And it was the first time driving back. I got terribly lost because I don't know about anybody else or anybody, you know, my apologies to any of our audience that lives in New Jersey, but I can't enter the state of New Jersey without getting lost. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I had a very short trip through Jersey to get up to where I needed to be at school. And terrible traffic jams, terrible snarl-ups. I was lost as could be. And there I was, this 18-year-old girl with her car, and I just had to get back to school. I mean, I had classes the next day. I had studying I had to do, and I was just a mess. And I walked into some traveler center, went to the map to look at, I didn't even know where I was. And I went to the map, and up from behind me, it was this great big room, and the door was behind me, and the map was on the far wall, so I went to the map, and this short little guy with this really rough voice walked up behind me and said, "You look really lost." And I said, "I am." And he says, "Well, we're here. Where do you have to be?" And I said, "I have to be here." And he goes, "Look, you can come out of this traveler center, make a left, get right on the road, and go straight up to where you need to be." And I'm like, I looked at the map for a few seconds, like trying to wrap my brain around how simple this could be. And I turned around, and it was a matter of 2 seconds, and he was gone.
Wow.
Now, mind you, he had to have traversed 30 feet to get to the door.
Right.
And I said, "Thank you." And I turned around to smile at him, and he was gone. And it was like, talk about Earth Angel. And I was just convinced God was looking out for me that day and sent that short little angel with that really rough voice.
Yes, he was. You
Take
never know when
me,
we're going to run into them. We have another caller. We have Rick from California on the line. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, Rick. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very well, thanks. How is sunny California?
Good. Well, right now it's not that sunny.
Yeah, it's not that sunny in New York either.
Okay. Hey, I have a question concerning my job. I've been at my company for about a month now, and it's a contract temporary position. I kind of work at in the high tech sector, like routers, kind of things of that nature. I wanted to know, first of all, how long will I be here in this company? I know it's contract. Also, second question is, my boss, Karen Parker, I wanted to know what connection we have.
Well, like many people we come across in our lives, we have past life connections. Okay, she's a lovely girl. As far as the length of time. Spirit doesn't tick time the way you and I do. Now, at present, you're supposed to be finishing up in June. I'm trying to get an idea of how she's speaking of time this day. No. How long is your contract?
They said 3 months, but I don't know. You know, contracts, sometimes it could be less, more. I don't know,
but when did you start?
That's why I'm asking.
You started last month?
I started March 31st.
So March 31st, April, May, June. Right, but so the end of June would be the end of that three-month contract. The reason why I ask is she said he goes to June. Okay? Rick?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So, I'm asking for confirmation because I'm trying to gauge how she's using time. I'm working with a spirit guide of yours. I'm unfamiliar with her. So I need to know how she gauges time. So you had a three-month contract, and I asked you, so you're supposed to be winding up in June. She says first he goes to June.
I assume so, yeah.
Okay, and then there is another extension. Okay, but there's not an extension after that.
So
okay.
When would you see this situation ending?
I don't know. That's part of my problem. I can tell you you're going past June.
I'm getting 6 weeks past. Five to six
Oh, you're getting 6 weeks past June?
5 to 6 weeks, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, I don't think it's another three-month contract, though.
What was that, Rick?
Well, so you're saying, I'm sorry. So you're saying that I will be at the company in June, and then 5 to 6 weeks after that.
Yeah.
So that would bring us to the end of July, perhaps the beginning to the middle of August, if we tack 6 weeks on to how long your contract is. Right?
Okay. And the second question is Karen Parker, my manager. What does she think of me?
In the context of an employee?
I'm just employee or
not,
interest. I don't know.
If you're asking me if she's attracted to you above and beyond you working there as a coworker, like an added attraction, is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. There is an added attraction there, a bit of a flirtation, yet I don't get a sense that she's planning on taking it anywhere. I'm not saying that you're no different. You are. But in part, this is how she communicates with people. Okay? There is an opportunity, but it's not until we get past your first contract ending. So after June, the window of opportunity opens up for something other than a working relationship. Okay?
Really? Between me and her?
Yeah.
So there is an added something there that you see.
Yes. But, as I said, I don't get a sense that this is going to go anywhere until the ending of your first contract date.
And then what happens after that?
I have to tell you, Rick, I'm not necessarily sure this is going to become a relationship for you. It seems to be a stronger friendship than anything. I don't see her dating anyone else, but I don't see her prepared for a full-on relationship. And she is dating. You do know that, right?
No, I don't.
Hello?
No,
okay,
I don't.
She is dating.
No, I don't. I don't know that. Oh, she is?
That's what I'm telling you. She's dating.
Okay. Okay, no, I heard that. That's three times. I heard that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you're just saying that it would be a friendship thing.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, it's really hard because I don't get a sense that she's really looking for a full-on relationship right now. I think that she's perfectly content working on her career. I think she's happily dating, not anyone in specific, but dating. I don't get a sense of destiny with this, Rick.
Not at all.
Okay.
She likes flirt and, you know.
I'm sorry.
She likes, you know, flirting and stuff like that. But that's where it's at. Work and.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really get a sense that she's focused on herself and her career and things like that.
Very independent and likes it like that.
Okay. Now, is there anybody coming in for me, and when?
Okay. Rick, you're on a cell phone?
No,
because
no, not at all.
Because you keep
cutting in and out.
And it's getting to
no,
the point where it's getting distracting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a landline. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No
well,
worries.
The connection is pretty awful.
Well, I can hear you fine.
Now, the question is there anybody else coming in? Rick, you recently opened up your social circles, I'm told. Did you just move? There's a move symbol next to you.
No. A move in a residential?
It could be the move in the work, but there's a move symbol next to you. Through that move symbol, social circles opened up. Karen is the darker haired girl.
Karen is more of a brown with kind of highlights.
So brown haired. Okay. Because there's also the light haired woman that comes in, but she seems to come in through social ties than work. She's actually quite petite. I mean, I'm 5'9". Looking at her, she's probably about 5'2". I don't want to put her blondie blonde. I put her more as a smoky blonde. She wears her hair short. Her eyes are brown. And very, very quick, very bright personality. Quick-witted, very quick-witted girl.
How soon would you see her coming in?
Again, spirit doesn't tick time the way you and I do. She is down. She's definitely coming in over the summer. So in the next couple of months, I would say she comes in. Get past the spring and she comes in over the summer.
Is this work related? Do I meet her at work or
through social ties, Rick? She comes in through social ties. Something about your social ties having opened up after a move. I don't think this is a residential move. I'm not quite sure why she puts the move symbol next to you.
Could it be a change of venue when it comes to job? Is there another opportunity coming up?
It could be.
One?
It could be, come to think of it. But
I am sending out residents.
She doesn't come through work. She comes through social ties. So
Susan, could it be a person recently moved?
Oh,
I didn't think of that.
The shave
that
this is about that
he's going to get moved?
That could be. The fair-haired woman could be the one who moves.
Right.
And moves into your sphere. That could be. I didn't think of that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. So she'd be a person that moves to my area.
Right.
Yeah.
She's doing cards. She's following me up.
Oh, she's doing cards?
Yes,
yes,
I
she's
read
tarot
cards.
I'm doing speaking with spirit.
Oh. So what do the cards say then?
It was just backing up with what Susan gets. She gets more details with the types of questions that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Because Susan's able to talk directly to your spirit guide to get her
yeah,
information.
Yeah, she's just following
okay.
me up. And in a situation where I couldn't figure
yeah,
out where the
quantum
symbol factored in, she found it in the cards that there was a movement around you, i.e. the woman probably moves into your sphere. But again, she comes in through social ties. She doesn't come in through work ties. And again, spirit mentally.
Okay.
Is it a situation where you closed up your social circles and that you're opening them up again? Rick?
No, not that I'm aware of. No, I'm open right now.
Okay, because she talks about opening up the social circles. You
so,
know, making more friends, going out more.
So keep your eye on that and
if
any advice
children.
You get, Rick. In the meantime, sorry, but I have to go. We're going to have to go to a break, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Okay.
But
okay,
thank
well,
you
thank
for
you.
Listening and calling in.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Ooh. My ear.
Yeah, he was on a speakerphone.
Yes. First I thought he had...
Okay, you're on break.
Can we
okay.
talk? Yay!
Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking, don't kill me for giving Keith your phone number.
I was settling in with my chocolate brownie frozen yogurt, ready to watch... Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God, were you? Well, you could have said no.
Oh, don't be silly.
Thank
what
you. Do you?
Before?
Do we want to advertise, June, that you're coming on the whole month?
Sure.
Do we want to talk about the flu business?
Sure. Actually, I'm good with talking about the flu business. I just, up to you. I'll take your lead. I'm good with talking about the flu business.
All right.
I actually think maybe as a public service we should.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, we got to give out your LP thing.
Okay. I've got to get my website up.
Yes, you do. I had an email come to me. What I was talking about, another angel.
Mm-hmm.
Another email was sent to me. Somebody knew how to get my stuff off of there saved through the
awesome.
Internet so that it's not lost. And I'm like, I don't have that. I don't know how to do it. She's like, no problem. I will do it all.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. It was like, oh, my God, that was at like 5:30, back and forth with her. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can finally go out, get something to eat, and, like, breathe and relax.
See, you're getting more encouragement.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then I said, oh, shit, I bet Monica wasn't coming on, and or Paul, because I can get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Like I said, what are friends for?
Thank you.
Just, you know, we start talking about the pandemic thing. Understand, I know a lot.
Yes.
Perhaps you should introduce it as, I would like to let you people know that...
Hey, Misha, you ready to go back?
Yep.
Okay, give me a silent three count starting now.
Hi, welcome back here at the Mix Talk. This is Misha, Tara by Misha. I have Susan Axakuleva with me this evening. She is on Live Person. Susan, you want to give the link there?
I have no idea how to do that link. I would just say go to www.liveperson.com and you
it's
can
probably forward
search
slash.
For, Susan Axacoava at, it's SusanAxacoava.
Okay. And I can be found there as well, Tarot by Misha. I can be found on my website, www.tarotbymisha.com. I can be found on Keen as well. And my personal email address is tarotbymisha@aol.com. I want to mention for everyone so they know, coming up for the month of June, Susan is going to be doing that whole month with me for a special 3 weeks show that we're going to be doing. We won't be there the last week of June because I will be going on vacation.
Yep.
But for the first 3 weeks, Susan and I will be doing the show for the month of June.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about spiritual development, developing your gift and speaking to spirit, or even if you're not sure if you have a gift, how to determine to do that. And some of my experiences and the tools I learned along the way to sharpen my clairaudience skills. And I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope everybody has fun with it.
It will be real fun. We're going to break it down into the 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have a grand time.
Yes.
First week, I'm thinking that we'll pick up simple tools like pendulum, because that's so easy to do.
It is.
And perhaps doing some talk of being doing some preliminary on rune casting, which is where so many of my images come from in rune casting, is the runes.
There are so many.
And meditation and so on and so forth. It's going to be fun, I think.
I hope you
enjoy it too, Misha.
We have another caller. We have Deanna from Virginia on the phone. Deanna, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how
Hi,
are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Deanna. Can you hear us?
Fine. How are you?
Great.
We're good.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, mm-hmm. I can.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
Deanna, did you have a question?
Yes, I wanted to know what was my finance. Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, I do. I wanted to know about my finances and about my love life.
Sorry. Just as you said love life, I heard she's at a point where she's not going to take any prisoners. And I'm not quite sure what that meant.
And I get the world card in reverse.
You know, just like with love, she's at a point where she's just not going to take any prisoners.
Okay.
And I don't know how to interpret that except to say or to ask, is this really kind of a situation where you're really tired of the guys you're meeting? Hello? I think we lost her.
Yes, the guy I'm with.
So we're tired of
it. So is this relationship going to last, or?
Well, that's always up to you.
Sorry.
Whether or not a relationship is going to last is always up to you. It's not for us to, you know, make the decisions for you. You're the one living your life. There's choices for you to make.
Right. So I guess. I'm really trying to place what Spirit says. It's a rare thing when Spirit uses, like, full phrases of she's at a point where she's not going to take any prisoners. I kind of get a sense that things are not going very well, that he's not as focused on the relationship as you'd hoped. His name, please.
Sean.
He's not focused. Where is his? she talks about him having other obligations. What's that about?
Work.
He's a workaholic?
Just working, that's it.
Workaholic.
Something like that.
Because I'm getting addiction of some sort, and addiction doesn't always mean, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for people with when you say addiction is drugs and alcohol, and there's lots of addictions.
Yeah.
And two, that also.
Excuse me?
Oh, that too?
That too.
That also, the drinking.
The drinking, okay, yeah.
Now I see why Spirit said what she did. You're coming to the end of your rope on this. You know, we can't tell you what to do. You have to make your own decisions. That's part and parcel of, you know, free will.
What about
I can tell
my finances?
You he's not focused. There isn't it's not a situation where I'm really seeing things turn around.
No. So you it's a matter of a decision for you if you've had enough and, you know, you want out and you're going to make the move, or you're fine with the way it is. It's not great, but you like living in a comfort zone like a lot of people do, and just know how it is the way it's going to remain.
What about my finances?
Interestingly enough,
and
finances.
Hard.
I'm sorry, you said you're unemployed in what?
I'm self-employed. I'm
what
a hairstylist.
Do? Because the interesting thing is, they tell me that things are getting better. You're beginning to see how things are getting better. You've added something to your craft or added something to your skill set? Or thinking of
have
adding
I
something
added
to your...
anything?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about adding anything, no.
Something new
I'm thinking about opening my own business, but business has been so slow.
It's been slow for everybody right now. Yeah.
It has been.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. She talks about adding something, or you've added something to your skill set. I'm not sure you've met. I know you want to open up your own business, but I'm not necessarily sure you're at a point where I think you can do it right now if you really wanted to. But I rather get a sense that you haven't met the person or people you need to do this with them alongside you. I mean, it's your business.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that needed to be added into this mix in order for it to make it a success. And the funny part of it is that, you know, a no-brainer would say, oh, well, you know, I guess, you know, we're waiting for the makeup artist to come along. But she says, no. We're waiting for someone, I think she's trying to tell me something like a massage therapist or something.
Okay.
So that you kind of share your space with somebody who does massages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know somebody like that?
What about, no, I don't, not yet. Mm-mm.
Okay, I actually think by the end of, you're going to have a very busy summer. I think in part this is making your choices and enacting them with Sean. I think this is about business. I am told business is picking up and will pick up for you. Okay, if it's not now, she talks about it as if it's already happening. Socially, things begin to open up.
And what about my health? Am I okay?
I don't do health
am
as
I healthy?
A rule.
Am I okay?
You know, I don't do health as a rule. In New York State, I'm actually not permitted to do health. I don't see the health symbol over your head, so there's nothing I can bring to your attention.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to assume the lack of the health symbol over your head says you're okay.
About my apartment.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. I have one more issue. Right quick.
Okay.
My apartment. So I'm trying to business has been so messed up. I want to stay where I am, but am I going to, do you see me being evicted? Do you see me moving somewhere else or moving with my mom? Because I have two little ones, and I want to keep a stable home, and that's what makes me mad about being, you know, self-employed.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, money is up and down, up and down.
I don't know, Misha. I have to tell you, do you see anything about a move?
No.
Yeah, because I don't see anything about a move, so I think you're okay. I just wanted to double-check that with Misha because
they're
I think
to keep me
you're
out
having
like...
move issues tonight.
All right. I want to thank you for listening and calling in tonight,
yeah,
Deanna. We got to get going because we're at the end of the show.
Thank you so much.
Have a
welcome.
Good
thank
rest of
now.
The night.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thanks.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Well, we have a little under 4 minutes left. I want to thank you, Susan, for coming on.
You're so welcome. I'm so pleased to have been able to come on this evening.
And Susan can be found at LivePerson. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Axacoava,
A-X-A-C-O-A-V-A.
And I can be found on my website, www.tarotbymisha.com. You can get a hold of me by email, tarotbymisha@aol.com. And if you'd like to sign up for the TCBA's monthly newsletter or get information regarding getting certified in the tarot, their website's www.tarotcertification.org. The levels are there. What is needed is on there. Our email and phone number's there. And the sign-up for the newsletter can be found there as well. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight and the callers for calling in and Susan for joining me this evening. Till next week, I wish everyone a week full of blessings. Night-night.